Welcome and hello, everybody. This is the REI Society podcast, where we are informing you everything real estate and business related so that you can be successful in REI investing. We're sharing the tools, tips, and stories from people who have already made it. And my name is Brandon Thompson, your host. Each week, we'll bring extraordinary guests so that you can learn real estate from the best.
All right, Mr. Brandon Barnes, thank you for allowing Brandon Thompson to interview the Brandon Barnes. So we got the two Brandons here today. How are you feeling today?
I'm well.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm well. Like the weather's been up and down and, you know, it's cool to be able to get the kids out and enjoy because, you know, everybody's a little stir crazy these days, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, you are the co-founder of B&M Property Solutions, and you also have the REI Live Atlanta that you are running. You're doing a lot of coaching. Wanted to bring you here because in my podcast, I am doing a series going from sourcing properties all the way through to flipping properties and long-term rentals and short-term rentals. And I know you're the king of sourcing properties with your wholesaling.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted you to come over here and teach the audience some stuff. Just break it down for us. Let's talk about what you're excited about, what you're doing, as well as your coaching program and where you're going. So awesome. Tell us a little bit more about you and who you are and where you're from and all the good stuff.
Yeah, well, great. I appreciate you having me on. Originally born near Chicago, but raised here in Atlanta, Georgia, and had the opportunity to go back up to Midwest to go to school at Purdue University and came out. I just knew I was going to be this corporate juggernaut. I was going to follow in my father's footsteps and climb the corporate ladder. And I had the opportunity to work with Heinz in Pittsburgh, and it was a rotational program. I was going to come out as a manager, and they moved me out to Illinois, Iowa, to work in a plant, one of their plants. Lo and behold, then they got acquired. And then I found a local job with Kraft, and then they got acquired. I had an opportunity to come back to Georgia to work for a company that was newly acquired, and they let me go. Literally within weeks after getting married to my wife, October 10th, 2015. So I got fired shortly thereafter. Didn't know what I was going to do. I was starting to look for jobs, but I reached out to a buddy of mine that I met in Pittsburgh and said, "Hey man, what's this real estate thing all about that you've been telling me? And you know, this is the future and this is what you should be doing." And he said, "Yeah, man, I'm actually in a coaching program. It was Wholesaling Inc. And I actually have moved to Atlanta." So he was here in the city. And so he was like, "Come by, I'll show you everything that I got." And I came over. We started driving for dollars together, literally January 2016. So I had no knowledge of real estate prior to that. And so working with him, following a mentor, I quickly implemented the systems that the mentor suggested. He was heavy on direct mail. But I was listening to podcasts and I stumbled across probate deals. And that literally saved my business in that first year because I was running out of money sending direct mail. And when I found out that I could go to the county offices and get probate leads each and every week, I started to mail them personalized letters. And I actually started to make a lot more money than I was spending on marketing. So that was that first year, 2016. But by the end of that year, there was a guy in the Wholesaling Inc. program by the name of Brent Daniels, who's now Mr. TTP. And he started talking about how cold calling was a new wave. And I didn't have to hear too much about that to agree with him when the numbers were just ridiculous. And so by the end of 2016, I jumped into cold calling as a primary marketing channel and partnered up with former co-founder at B&M Property Solutions. The next year, we put a team together. I fired myself from acquisitions, and we did pretty good that second year, 2017. But 2018, we did just shy of $1 million in revenue on just cold calling list source leads. And so, and I'll talk about what we did to have the massive success in 2018, and then we repeated it in 2019. And, you know, I actually since parted from my former partner at B&M Property Solutions. So my original entity, Mighty Estates LLC is the banner that we're flying now. And we're consistently continuing to leverage the cold calling with a few additional marketing channels. The business is great. Things were a shock for a little bit in the beginning of COVID, but we are rocking and rolling now.
So, yeah, that's an amazing story. So you've been in this you've been in real estate for right at 5 years or so. You've had some record number of years. I'm sure 2020 is possibly throwing you for a loop a little bit. I'm not sure. But right now, how do you, going from the major successes from the last couple of years to 2020 amongst the coronavirus economy, how has that shifted your business, if any changes at all?
Yeah, it hasn't too much. I think that now there are a lot more people cold calling, but the biggest thing that it has shifted is it's definitely highlighted the need to do what I knew that I should be doing from the beginning, which is not place all my eggs in one basket, such as cold calling, general absentee leads. Right. So my original coach, suggested a few different channels. Like once you've mastered cold calling, you add on some direct mail or SMS, and then also really go after those niche lists. So that's the strategy that we've since implemented. We've had still had continued success with cold calling, but SMS is a really great strategy to add on to your cold calling efforts. So if you're calling a large list, 1,000 folks, and you get 600 people on the phone, send text to the other 400. And we're seeing that through the decline and some of the responsiveness to our cold calling efforts, the SMS has really helped us to kind of level that out and get back to the response and the opportunities to work with homeowners that we're used to.
Well, that's great. So you're using a little bit of the cold calling, the direct mail, the SMS. I know there's probably 25 different ways to find properties, maybe 30, maybe 40. I teach 30 in my classes, but these are the most efficient ways to find property, direct to seller. I know you started off cold calling and you probably have teams that do it, but I would like to hear how you take the list that you pull and what software all the way to Z of meeting a seller. So A, you utilize the software, you do the different bits and pieces to pull it all together. You cold call them, you text them, and then Z, you have a meeting and you contract a property if you contract it. So what's that process? Take us through that process.
Great question.
If you don't mind.
Great question. Well, so what I alluded to earlier is like what the game changer for us was keeping the leads in the dialer. So regardless of whatever marketing channel brings in the leads, through cold calling, I learned that leveraging the auto dialer to actually go through and make offers was the most efficient way of working with homeowners at scale. So literally, we'll pull a list. You can pull a list from anywhere. You can find a list vendor, list source, prop stream, whatever. We'll skip trace them through batch leads or batch skip tracing. If you use the code INU for Investor in You, which is my coaching program, there's actually a discount. So if anybody's listening and want to use batch skip tracing for that, you can get a discount on your skip tracing. But we'll skip trace that list. We'll load in the sellers with their phone numbers into an auto dialer. There's a few out there. I suggest Mojo Dialer for folks that are starting out. We use call tools now, but once that's in there, our cold callers will dial through a list, right? And they will say, hey, this is a lead. This person wants to sell their property in as-is condition. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they actually just group them within Mojo Dialer, and they set a follow-up for my acquisition manager, mm-hmm. who then calls through all of these leads. And I think the traditional way is that most folks will call a list and they'll say a lead, that I have a lead, I'll send it over to Podio. We keep that lead in the dialer so that my acquisition manager can just power dial and make offers. Right. Once he says, hey, I want to make an offer to this seller, he'll set a task for my assistant to send that offer out via DocuSign. When it comes back signed, we then put it in a CRM. But if you want to be very simple and low cost and efficient, you can actually attach it to the lead in the Mojo Dialer. So for us, the three systems that we utilize most, if, and this is what I teach, is Mojo Dialer for your auto dialer. We'll use CallRail just to generate phone numbers. And then we'll send out the emails once we have something under contract through MailChimp. The fourth system, I guess, as an add-on would be DocuSign.
Right.
It could be as simple as that, honestly. There's a bunch of systems out there that do all these automations and text and all this stuff. But you can really, you know, when you boil it down, you need somebody to provide your phone numbers. We use an auto dialer. We'll send out things via email, DocuSign for that, and keep it pretty simple.
Yeah, what I love about you is you're everywhere. So I have a team myself, and I think we have all competed against the same properties at some point.
Sure.
It's like, well, I've already talked to Brandon. So my people say that. I'm like, well, I haven't talked to these people. I don't know what you're talking about. Well, then they call the seller back, and it's Brandon Barnes. So we're operating in the same market. I'm like, no, we're Brandon Thompson or whatever our company is. So I think
there's a lot of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of Brandons. Absolutely. It's a common name. No, it's great, man. I love the fact that you make it simple. And this is some things that I teach when I do my my live group classes. You got to just get out there and do the work. So this isn't easy. It can be easy if you scale it and you put the right people in place. But it takes work and grit, kind of like the word says, all hard work leads to profit. Mere talk leads to poverty. If you just want to keep on talking and not do anything, you're not going to get anywhere. But if you get out there and pull the list through one of the list providers, like you said, and you call them, and then you go back through them and you text them through that, you know, like something like a launch control or whatever you may be using, people will respond. They'll tell you that they want to sell or not. And then you just work through that process, and you just made it really easy with like 4 to 5 different steps right there. Tell us about SMS marketing. I know that's something that you're just experimenting with as well as us, but how's that going for you? And maybe you're using something different than Launch Control. I don't know, but how's it rolling?
Yeah. So with batchleads.io, you can do your skip tracing, your list stacking, and your SMS through that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we try to keep it really simple and just do the SMS if we're going to do a large campaign through there. But some of the more, like for instance, if I pull a small probate list, I'll actually just have my assistant text them through CallRail. So, I mean, CallRail is one of those services, and I'm sure you know, it's just a service that provides a bunch of phone numbers, but you can make calls through it. You can send SMS. And what I found is that a lot of the leads that we text and we get responses from, my assistant, when she adds that back into the dialer, she realized that these are the same people that did not pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. So it's a great, just, you know, add on to make sure that folks that don't respond to the phone call, they may respond to the text and vice versa. So it kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, you're targeting and then you're retargeting. It's kind of like what social media does to us when we're scrolling. They're, you know, we'll look at an ad and then tomorrow we'll get another, or heck, we might just say a word on our phone and then it just pops up. Something happens there. But it just keeps on targeting and retargeting us after 10 to 12 looks. We're like, okay, we might click on it and buy some. That's the same thing with this. You send a letter, or actually, I think my team, we cold call, we'll send letters out. So that's targeting, then retargeting, then we'll also do SMS. That's retargeting right. Again. Like, it just brings it full circle. So they're getting it every little corner there, and then we'll rotate 100%. Through those. Yeah, we'll rotate through those three different times as well.
100%. If they don't pick up on a phone call and don't respond to the SMS, then you send the mail. You know, and so if you are wanting to keep, you know, the cost of purchasing leads down and skip tracing down, that's how you hit them three different ways. And if they don't respond to that, you move on. And so it's just been a way just to round out the process. But crazy, because when we started hitting cold calling really hard, 2018, 2019, literally $1 million, $2 million between the 2 years, just cold calling list source leads. There was no additional SMS. We weren't pulling niche lists. It was just literally absentee owners, maybe a little bit of owner occupied. which don't sleep on unoccupied. It's tough for sledding, but when you get a deal, it's a good one usually. But now to your earlier question, you know, things have changed because there's a lot more people cold calling. There are a lot more people hearing that same script. So I learned that I could not just rest on just cold calling, and you know, therein lies the addition to SMS.
So speaking of that, talking about a lot of competition, is that something that you're worried, like where you and I are giving out our secrets and we're giving it for free or for a nominal fee of say $1,000 for a coaching, you know, session or classes? Do you think that we're giving all of our secrets out of the bag and then we're allowing competition to come in to eventually put us out of business?
No. So a few things. I don't, because there's a few things. You can tell everybody in the world, you know, exactly what to do. There's only going to be a select few that are able to do that and do it well. I just feel like the go-giver mentality, things come back to you. Y'all, you know, may end up doing a deal with one of these people that, you know, have learned from you. And there's just, you know, goodwill. I think, you know, I rest on faith that sharing will come back and provide other opportunities for me. But then at the end of the day, there was my buddy that originally got me into wholesaling. And I learned this as well. He said, you know, I've shared this content, I've shared this gift with tens and 20, 30 people, and nobody actually ever took it and ran with it but me. And I've done the same. I've shared it with family, friends, coaching students, and there's just a few that actually rise to the top and we end up working together. So, you know, no, I think that, you know, continue to share that gift, give other people the opportunity to empower themselves, and you maybe change their lives and get them out of, you know, whatever line of work they were doing. Yeah. I've been able to successfully free my wife from teaching elementary school, which is, you know, teachers aren't paid enough. Right. She was really working her butt off, and, you know, this is helped me in my life. And I know it's helped students that I've worked with and theirs as well. So I'm happy to do it.
That's what I love about real estate, man. It takes just average people. My family came from the trailer park. My wife's family came from another trailer park. We got married. We're both come from poverty, not even really lower middle class, but possibly lower middle class for my family, because they did move out into a house and got better jobs when I was about 10 years old. But yeah, man, it takes good people that have had just different things go on. If you're willing to go do the work there again, year after year, it compounds. Like, it's just mind blowing. And then even if you lose everything, like I did in 2008, because we're young and dumb, and I was in my 20s, and I wouldn't say real estate corrupted me. I just didn't know how to manage my money. And then the market came crashing in. I wasn't positioned well, but you can rebuild with the knowledge that comes to you, that comes through you. It's like God just drops you a gift. You run with it. It's just a promise, man. You just run with it and you work and it just happens. Like, I just love it. But man, that's awesome. Yeah.
Let me say this. Like, I literally, since very, very early age, always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. Even at Purdue, I did the like 15 credit entrepreneurship certificate. And I always was saying that there was going to be some perfect opportunity or some, you know, I was going to have a great idea and just run with it. I always knew I wanted to work in corporate until I found an opportunity to work with a startup or create something. And when my buddy Daryl Patterson told me about real estate, I said, hey, this is it. This is absolutely it. It makes so much sense. So everybody says the, you know, most wealthy people all invest in real estate for the most part, right? It just made so much sense. So real estate is really a gift, and I'm happy to share it with anybody. To your point, change your life, change your family's life and trajectory. Yeah. Same here.
It's awesome, man. I'm glad you're doing that. You're stewarding knowledge well. Let me ask this. So you've broke down how you can streamline acquisitions, essentially. How many people are working for you and your team, and what are their roles?
Yeah, a great question. So we have one internal cold caller. I usually always kept three, and I always started U.S. Mm-hmm. American cold callers because I, you know, paying them a little bit more, but the quality of leads would be better. We since transitioned. I've kept my most senior cold caller, and you know, she's turned 70 years old in January, but she's a great team member because she comes from the old school. She's very focused and committed. She comes in, does her time, and she loves to just have that consistency and get a paycheck. Yeah. So I've kept her two additional international cold callers. I'm an acquisition manager. I have a dispositions manager. So on the acquisition side, there's three cold callers, an acquisition manager. So that's four people, a dispositions manager. And then I have my executive assistant, I guess, if you will. She's been with me since 2016, and I have two other virtual assistants, one that supports acquisition, one that supports dispositions. All in all, what is that, like 7-8 people?
That's awesome.
Including myself.
Yeah, that's killer, man. Yeah, so that's it. Like to make $1 million or more nowadays, you don't have to have a company of 50 people. You can have a company of 7-8 people. For me, flipping houses, we do, like I said, right around 60 homes a year. I think I said that to you before we started recording. I mean, yeah. It's me, my wife, a listing assistant, and an executive assistant. And then I got three acquisitions people. And we don't really wholesale unless it's just something we just got. We don't wholesale anymore unless it's just something that where I've got too many projects going on at one time. I've got like four or five guys on a phone call, and I'll just call them up. Hey, you want this property? I just don't have time to rehab it. But yeah, let's take it. So I'll make a quick $10,000 to $15,000 there. But yeah, man, you can just run this shop and make great money with a small team. Pay them well, like you said. I love paying people well. People that are just trying to chew down the rates as low as possible. Like, dude, I don't want to be that guy. So
right, right. Yeah,
love 100%. Everything. Love everything you're about. All right, so we have got to the point where we need to talk about REI Live Atlanta. What is REI Live Atlanta?
Yeah, so I mean, along that journey, right? I was the guy, and we talked about this earlier. Like, I just kind of wanted to make my money, build some generational wealth, very low key. But there was a guy, Brian Tripp, that had REI Live, actually Ala REIA. This is the biggest REIA in Alabama. And he spoke at one of the Wholesaling Inc. events, and he talked about being a brand authority in your local market. And I really liked what he was talking about. And he reached out as he was bringing his REI Live to different cities. So he started in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, Sarasota, Florida, and he came into Atlanta with somebody else in mind for the first 2 months. But the guy just wasn't a good fit. And I went to support those first two events, so like March and April 2019, just to support. And after that second event, the guy quit literally on the way home. And Brian asked me, hey, do you want to take this over? And I hesitated. I took a while, and because I knew, like, once I stepped into that arena, there's no going back. There's content, there's continuing to have a presence socially, et cetera. I wasn't a big social media guy, but I went on and did it. And it was a great decision because it allowed me to be here with you to continue to share the gift, help others. And so I literally started, my first event was May of last year, about a year and a half later. We're still doing this. It's third Thursday. Of course, we were doing them in person at the Westin Perimeter North here in Atlanta, but then now they're virtual. So if anybody wants to check them out, it's REIliveATL.com. And so it's a Zoom call now until we go back to in person. And I bring in a speaker, a guest that is, either locally recognized or nationally recognized to speak to the group. They're not selling anything from stage, they're just sharing information. So we've had, Tom Kroll, Brent Daniels, Joe McCall's come out. Payson Jamil from Payson Jamil Do America. This month on the 16th, I think it's the third Thursday of this month, I have Chantel Owens, who's the tax lien queen of Georgia, actually nationally. And so she's speaking, and we jump on a call. So REIliveATL.com is that meetup. And we just like to share information and empower people to take action and make money in real estate.
All right, everybody, we're going to talk to you about our new sponsor for REI Society. It is PropStream, big data for real estate tailored for you. If you don't know what PropStream is, you need to get it immediately. PropStream provides unmatched access to detailed property records nationwide. They have more data, more features, and investor tools than any other service out there. Trust me, I know. Unlimited searches let you evaluate specific properties or search their database for over 160 million records, both on and off market, that meet your exact investment criteria. You get to target motivated sellers, find cash buyers, accurate comps, especially if you're not a realtor and you need to get accurate comps, and then you have much more with their precise filtering system. This software allows you to work smarter and not harder. PropStream has more data, more features, and investor tools than any other product or service on the market today. You can identify your investment criteria, search, evaluate, and target. That's crucial, guys. PropStream's built-in marketing features make it easy for you to reach your prospects through customized postcards, email campaigns, landing pages, and ringless voicemails. You want to know where you can find properties left and right? You can do it through PropStream. This is where we get our best deals. Go to trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. This is going to get you a 7-day free trial that you get to play around with. And if you text me PropStream on my phone number, I will send you a live webinar that we did way back in the day that can tell you all about how to utilize this the correct way. So text 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Text PropStream to this number, and I will send you a link to a video that teaches you how to utilize PropStream. So go ahead and subscribe today, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. Again, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. That's going to get you your 7-day free trial. So you're sourcing properties. You've made $1 million a year the last couple of years. You got good teams. You're teaching people how to fish so that they can fish for themselves. What are you most excited about going forward, and where do you want your career to go next?
Great question. I through the meetup that started last year, I recognized that there were a lot of people that would come to the meetings and want to know how I got started and how I got going, and how could they do the same thing. So August of last year, I did an open house, a coaching open house. I invited some people that wanted to learn about real estate to come, and I put together a coaching program. I did high ticket. I've done low ticket, but now I have a modules only version of it. And I'm actually going to start doing some webinars with this coaching program. And so the price will probably go up to $997. But right now, if anybody's listening, it's $497. And it's a teachable.com coaching program that gives my entire system from A to Z, how to do deals in the method that we do deals, which is keeping the leads in the dialer. Everybody gets an offer and you follow up like crazy until you get an under contract. Comes with, the general cold calling script. I also have a script for my acquisitions manager, all the agreements in there. And, you know, not to sell that, but it's what I am excited about, because I finally put it together very systematically where I can go and help folks get going. And so $497, they get the modules, but then there's an option to have ongoing support. So I do biweekly coaching calls, and I give them access to my Slack workspace, and I'm creating a little community. And it's nice because we're doing deals together. We talk about issues that come up. The students are helping each other out. So I'm excited about that community. It's my Investor in You coaching program. And if anybody wants to check out, get more info on it, it's wholesalefromanywhere.com. Wholesalefromanywhere.com. You can go there and check it out. And, you know, I'm excited about that community. I'm excited about continuing to help the students. There's local and national. The REI Live Atlanta group is continuing to bring people into my sphere. And then I run a 2 masterminds, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited about building community of other folks that are doing deals, so that, you know, ultimately, at some point, I'm working with a lot of different people that are also having success, and we're doing stuff together. Like I'm excited about building that community around it.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. I did a live class. I just marketed it through Facebook. I didn't really put any social media marketing behind it, but I got 30 people off of Facebook. I did 2 classes of teaching them from A to Z with wholesaling, and and flipping and long-term rentals and short-term rentals. So that's everything I do. I deal in residential real estate. And out of 30 people, I'll put up like $1,000 a piece. I want to say 3 or 4 of them are pulling leads together. We're partnering up on deals. Like it's really exciting to see, like you said, a lot of people won't do anything even if they paid for it and get the information. But the few that do, they go crazy. They're hungry, which is awesome. And then you start becoming, you know, joint ventures, you know, partners and buy property off of them and make a few $1,000s. It's great.
So, yeah. I mean, that is the most exciting thing when somebody is like, hey, I took your advice. I followed your step-by-step and it worked and I'm doing deals and now I have extra money. Like I love hearing that. And impacting other people to have similar success. So that's the best part about this business.
It is. Well, before we do some rapid fire questions, because I do rapid fire questions, I need to come up with something different because everybody else does rapid fire questions. I'm going to come up with some creative way to end this sooner or later, but we'll do the traditional rapid fire.
I like it.
Yeah, it gets us to know who you are and what you do. And sometimes I make them business related. Sometimes I make them pop culture related because I'm a pop culture junkie. grew up as a youngster in the 80s, grew up through the 90s, and I was in my 20s in the early 2000s. So I just watch movies, listen to music and all that. Yeah, man. But let's ask you this. So you're a family man, you got 4 kids. What's a perfect day for you?
Perfect day for me. That's a great question. A perfect day, if I could tell you what's not a perfect day, it does not involve me putting out fires of like each deal, you know, each seller, buyer information, title information. So for me, if I can get up early, have a quick workout, maybe take some time to read a few pages of a book, write down my thoughts for the day, and meet with my team kind of top to top, just check in on them, maybe do some content. I love having conversations like this where people are asking questions and I'm just, you know, general Q&A. And then around, you know, if I can get a good break in the middle of the day, it'll be great. But at the end of the day, I mean, the kids go out, you know, because there's 4 of us, me and my wife, 6 of us total, play some soccer in the yard, maybe ride some bikes. That's kind of been our routine, and we'll do Just Dance video game, the little Nintendo Switch. Being able to be done with my work day at 5 and having like 4 hours or so with the kids, that's a perfect day for me.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, that's it. How old are your kids, by the way?
7, 4, 3, 1.5, almost 2.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've seen them all online. On Instagram.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
Yeah. Thank you. I am B Barnes. IAMB Barnes.
Yeah. You got a killer page. A lot of people can learn a lot from you on your page. All right. So let's do the rapid fire question. I feel like pop culture today instead of business rapid fire questions.
Let's do it.
So what's your favorite movie or documentary and why?
Traditional favorite was Friday. The movie awesome, Friday, man. Like I know it like word for word. That Friday was my favorite movie growing up, and I still my go-to.
That's awesome.
I just like it was just a day in the life. They did a really good job of just stringing together a day and making the whole day exciting and funny and interesting.
Yeah,
I just thought it was a great movie.
It was great writing, man. Great cast, great production. Like, it's just one of the classics right there.
Yes, ultimate classic.
Absolutely. What's what is your favorite book that you've ever read and why, and or your favorite book you've gifted to others? What would that be?
Me being a geek, all-time favorite, Harry Potter series. I literally read book 3 or 4. Like at least 7 times. And those are some big books. And I say that, and this is just me being honest and candid. Like I know a bunch of business books. One of my favorites is The Obstacle is the Way, Ryan Holiday. Oh, yeah. As far as a business, I like Ryan Holiday. Great history buff, and it gives you some great insight. Really, that was one of my favorite reads. Yeah. But Harry Potter, man, like the first book, Harry Potter was the same age as me. Like I was in 4th or 5th grade. And so I grew up with it, man. I literally read those books, every book multiple times.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's just a geek in me.
That's awesome. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
32 next month.
Yeah, you had to think about it. I think right before we started, I'm like, hold on, I'll be 38 next month. No, that's in 2 weeks. Right. I'm like, I want to stop counting the years now.
Like, bro, yeah. Once I hit 30, I kind of was like, I'll pick it up again when I'm like 35, 40 or something.
You know what's funny? I had a midlife crisis in my 20s. I've already had one probably in my 30s. I'm like, I'm tired of these midlife crises. So I'm like,
it's
funny. What's your, this is a fun question. What's your guilty pleasure, music or song, if nobody is going to judge you?
That's a tough one.
Like, it could be
a song.
You could be like, I just like crying in the shower, listening to Madonna or something. I mean, just, whatever you want to say. I don't care.
I also grew up when Lil Wayne was really big. Like, I actually just drove to Chattanooga to visit a friend. I went through back one of the mixtapes, and like, just word for word, I remembered it. I hadn't heard any of those songs in like years. But I have, I can listen to like Lil Wayne out loud, Lil Wayne and Kanye, which, you know, regardless of political preferences and all that stuff, they make great music. And so for instance, when I think Kanye was in the news about something crazy that he said, and people were like, don't listen to it. I was like, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
The music is so good. And so I'm just like singing it. And I'm like,
he does make great music, man. He's in the news again for wanting to run for president again, isn't he?
I can't keep up. But the music is good. So when people are like, don't listen to it, like, no, whatever. I don't care. The music is good. I'll take it for what it is.
All right. Ultimate TV show. Ultimate Fresh favorite
Prince,
TV show.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Gosh.
That is a great one. Dude, look, man, this is a killer show.
I almost know every episode, but yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, last question. What is your favorite pastime? Like, what do you like to do? Just if you were just to do anything in a single day you just love to do, what would that be? There you go. I was about to say, with the kids. Got it.
Yeah, it would be something with the kids, like we can do a vacation or like go to an amusement park or something like Disney, where I know stuff is closed now. Yeah. But last year we did Universal, and like, it was just a great time just being out with them. For me, I always wanted to be a father.
Yeah.
Love your hat, legendary dad. And my parents will remember me saying when I was young, like, hey, I want to be a dad like my dad was. And so when I have downtime, like I keep a small circle. It's me and the kid. I don't really spend too much time with friends as much anymore, and especially right now. And so, you know, I have some downtime. Yeah. It's hanging out with them.
You got to make them. But kids.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm working really hard right now, and it's because of how we shifted our business beginning of this year. Then Corona hit. Like, I'm back in the trenches. And so if I could just not have to put out fires, just doing something with them would be great.
Yeah. Something that I've experienced over the last 17 years is I've never had a time where I'm not putting out fires. I'm actually here in Florida, which for some reason they don't believe in coronavirus in Florida. I'm like, you go outside, nobody's wearing masks. I'm trying to stay at least 6 feet apart, but that's probably why the numbers are high down
here. You're a smart man.
I'm trying to stay away from these, but yeah, I'm at the point where I'm over here getting on the podcast for you. And I've got an alert from Vivint, which is the technology company I use for my smart homes and my Airbnbs. And it alerted me, I got a fire. A possible fire going on in an Airbnb. So right before we hit live, I'm like, I just wanted to let you guys know that the police and the fire department's on the way, because I couldn't answer the phone because I'm going into a meeting. By the way, if you are cooking breakfast or smoking inside, you might want to put this fire out.
right.
I have no idea what happened. Crazy. Oh, man.
Crazy. Do you have have you tried to hire for like a COO or?
I like to work, man. I like to work, and I kind of like to keep things close to the chest a little bit. I am, for my flip business, I'm about to walk away from day-to-day management of it and hire somebody for like 75 to 80 grand a year plus bonuses. So I'm doing that. And then we've got five Airbnbs. We're buying five more right now. So by the time I get to about 12 or 15, we're going to have to give the keys to somebody, let them run it. So I'll be bringing in somebody in for that as well. But
yeah,
something I learned from my former business partner is make as much money as we can and do as much as we can until you're ready to just break yourself. And that was my philosophy over the years. And now I'm just now finally starting to delegate more, but you know, my wife and I, we do really, really well. And then I think it's partly because I haven't hired a lot of people to delegate as much. So I don't know. I know every entrepreneur has a different answer to those kind of questions, but that's kind of been my thing.
Yeah. I'm somewhat taking a similar philosophy, but I want to see all badly, but there's a few more hires I need to put in place. Like I said, since we restarted things in the beginning of this year, we're not there yet. But I have a buddy, Brian Martineau, out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and he hired a COO and he puts out the fires, but Brian is still communicating with him heavily. And he said like that was the biggest game changer for him and his business was having that person. So, you know, I hope to be there and be able to, you know, bring that person on by the end of this year, early next year. But, and that's the goal. I mean, I love it too. I love being in it, but I honestly would rather answer questions from coaching students that just need help so that they can put out their fires,
right,
than answering questions from freaking closing attorneys or somebody else that is having an issue.
Yeah, the best thing, I'm not sure what your wife does or doesn't anymore, but my wife's kind of like my COO. She pretty much just handles everything. I'm just kind of like the guy that just tells everybody what to do, and I'm thinking through stuff. Because I also used to own a brokerage, and I sold the brokerage to another former business partner. So I have that broker mindset. So you have to really like just process situations, and that's one of the hardest tests you can take. Not the real estate salesperson, but the broker. But I'm constantly having to solve problems, and I guess I like it. But my wife literally kind of micromanages the team. So I'm trying to pull her away from her job first, and we're actually in the process as well. It's so I guess I kind of have her as the COO almost, even though I've never given her that title.
Right. She's going to be wanting some money when you do that.
Right. Well, yeah, we got to hold back on more of those purchases, I guess.
Anyways. Yeah. I mean, and my wife is doing the social media management, which is nice. This is super helpful. She's doing a lot of my social media management right now. So a lot of the posts that you see that look official, coming from her, I might ask some stories, but it was giving me heartburn having to know like I needed to put out content each and every day. So she's doing a really great job with that. And yeah. I love her. She's listening to this. Love you, babe.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, if she wants to do another brand, then like just put the stuff together, like do another social media thing for another Brandon. I am myself.
I'm cornering the market.
Yeah, no worries. All good. Hey, look, man, I appreciate this. This has been an awesome, however long it's been, 45 minutes. Thank you so much. If there's one last ask for the audience, what would that be for them?
Stay consistent, continue to learn and develop yourself. So podcasts like this, and then find a mentor. I'm going to suggest that you guys do that. Those are my three themes, and I always give that. Consistency, continuous learning development, and mentorship and networking. With those two things, you can be successful in almost any business. So go and check out my Instagram page at IAMBBARNES, IMB Barnes. Anything that I'm doing, I'll share it there. So if you guys need any help, DM me and let me know what you got going. But be consistent and you'll win the day.
Awesome. Awesome. We got so much to put in the show notes. I appreciate it, Brandon. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.